You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hi Delta, it's Jessica here. I think some of you have just started your Christmas breaks and are enjoying some time relaxing, so that's great. I hope you guys are able to get some good, well-deserved rest and keep safe and healthy. So Christmas is quickly approaching, and I think we can all agree that this year's Christmas will be quite different. And even though it may be different, I hope that you will have a meaningful time. For many of us, Christmas is the busiest time of year, and it's easy to forget that Christmas is also a season for preparing for the special day where we mark Jesus' birth and the coming of Emmanuel. Christmas Day is really a huge celebration for us Christians, and the season of Advent is a way to prepare our hearts for the true joy of Christmas. Over the next few days, I will be sharing some devotions from the Gospel of Matthew, and I hope you guys tune into the podcast and dedicate some solid time for you and God during the days leading up to Jesus' birth. So today I want to read from Matthew chapter 1, which covers the genealogy of Jesus. Now, when I was younger, I can honestly say that I didn't like reading about the genealogies because, one, I thought they were boring, and two, they had a lot of names that I couldn't pronounce and still can't really pronounce, and I think they didn't have much substance to them, so I would just skip over. But as I grew in faith, I realized that all scripture is God-breathed, and there is a reason why God wanted us to read the genealogies as well. So today we are starting our Christmas devos with the genealogy of Jesus. So follow along from Matthew 1. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jehoram, Jehoram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah, and his brothers at the time of exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Jealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abibud, Abibud the father of Elikim, Elikim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Achim, Achim the father of Elihud, Elihud the father of Elazar, Elazar the father of Matthan, Matthan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus there were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile of to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. So if you don't know what a genealogy is, it's sort of like a family tree and list out the family line of someone. And in Jesus' time, lineage was traced almost exclusively through men. So as we read, Jesus' genealogy actually includes women, and this definitely would have come as a shock to the readers in the Old Testament days, as it was quite countercultural. But like I mentioned, there was a reason why God wanted to include these women in the passage as well. So there were a total of 42 generations of families that came before Jesus. From Abraham all the way to Jesus, God has been working in the lives of men and women to show his power and control over their lives. Imagine all the amazing testimonies of how God worked and the stories that came out of it, out of 42 generations, some of which are well documented in the Old Testament. So let's go back and talk about the women that are mentioned. We had Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Uriah's wife, and we don't actually get her name in the passage, but Bathsheba is her name. And of course, Jesus, who is Jesus' mother, Mary. Now, when we think of God and holiness and the King and the Kingdom of God, I think we imagine things to be all fancy and perfect and beautiful. But when we look closely at the lives of the people in this genealogy, we can see that they were sinners just like us. They might be outcasts, foreigners, or plain Janes that we wouldn't really pay much attention to otherwise. You know, Tamar slept with her father-in-law and gave birth to her sons. Rahab was a prostitute. Ruth was a foreigner. She was also a Moabite, which is considered Gentile. And Bathsheba, she had an affair with David. By including these people in the genealogy of our Savior and Messiah, it's clear that God works in imperfect people, the unexpected people, and that God's chosen people are far from perfect. You know, it shows us that God can really use anyone to fulfill his divine plan. I think God intentionally includes the names of murderers here, prostitutes, idolaters, and other sinners to emphasize that Jesus' genealogy is no more than a list of forgiven sinners. You know, once you and I became Christians, we also entered into the family of Christ. We are children of Abraham by faith and co-heirs with Christ. I wonder if, you know, this genealogy continued on and on and on, wouldn't our names too, both male and female, be on it? All of us struggle with sin, maybe similar sins to Jesus' family members. But it's amazing how God used these people listed and also chooses to use us for his kingdom work. Let's keep this in mind as we reflect and prepare our hearts for the birth of Jesus in a few days. Jesus came from a line of forgiven sinners. He came to die for all sinners, past, present, and future. And that is why we should be celebrating during the season. I'm sure many of you have things on your wish list in terms of gifts, but remember that God gave you the best gift already, which was his one and only Son.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.